News Now.
WMAL News at Noon, I'm Heather Curtis. 23 Marines rescued from the waters off the coast of Australia this morning after the plane they were in crashed into the ocean. The search continues for three others who remain missing. Correspondent Ryan Brown.
Operations are underway. The Australian government has also offered its support to the U.S. effort, but this is being U.S.-led and primarily by the crew aboard the USS Bonham Richard attempting to locate these three remaining Marines.
The Marine Corps says a mishap while the plane was trying to land on a ship caused the crash. The president's pick of Marine Corps General John Kelly as his chief of staff isn't sitting well with everyone, but National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster likes him.
A lot of the conventional wisdom was, it's chaotic over there in the White House and everything else. I'll just tell you, I am very proud of our national security team overall.
McMaster spoke on MSNBC. Two senators are working on a bipartisan bill to protect special counsel Robert Mueller. He's investigating whether the Trump administration worked with Russia to impact the outcome of the 2016 election. Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware.
I think it is possible that widespread concern that special counsel Mueller have the independence, have the opportunity to complete this investigation will lead to this bill being taken up.
North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis is working with Coons to make sure the White House doesn't fire Mueller. The president calls the investigation a witch hunt. A judge throws the book at a former elementary school teacher in Silver Spring convicted of inappropriately touching four children. State's attorney John McCarthy.
Judge Boynton gave him a very lengthy sentence, 48 years imprisonment, which was within the Maryland sentencing guidelines for the violation of the matters that he was charged. There were five named victims in the original indictment. He was found guilty of four.
The victims were students at Cloverly Elementary School. When they were molested, they said 50-year-old John Vigna touched them while forcing them to sit on his lap. It's a big day for the Redskins as they invite fans to Richmond for the team's annual Fan Appreciation Day at training camp. Head coach Jay Gruden.
It's a chance for the fans to see where we are, how far we've come, and it's a chance for us to enjoy the fans afterwards, take some pictures, and give our thanks to them. So it'll be fun.
It all starts at 12:30. Congress paves the way for Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. to set up a Metro Safety Commission. The resolution is now headed to the president's desk for final approval. The commission would provide safety oversight and work to make sure Metro's following the strictest safety standards. Another weekend of closures on Metro. Starting today, the Branch Avenue and Suitland stations on the Green Line are closed. Buses are replacing trains between them. Metro's starting a massive capital improvement project there to rebuild a section of track where trains move from one side to the other. And on the Red Line, the Medical Center and Bethesda stations are closed for the third weekend in a row. Metro's offering free bus service between Friendship Heights and Grosvenor. It's 12:04 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Crystal Vasquez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
There's a solid backup on the Beltway right now. In Bethesda, the inner loop at Cedar Lane, a crash blocks the left center lane. Traffic is backed up past Fernwood, and it's also slow from the 270 merge. And in Anne Arundel County, we still have delays 50 eastbound crossing the Severn River. That'll add about 30 minutes to your commute. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, here's the WMAL weather. Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 75 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250.
The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors.
But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice on how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
What's the first thing you think about when it comes to investing your money? Whether you're retired or at the doorstep of retiring, you're probably focused on what most people are, and that's yield. Matter of fact, this is one of the things that really is a mystery to a lot of people. What's total return? What's yield? Ultimately, what's important is what's your rate of return? What's your overall rate of return on investments? And these are the kind of things that come up all the time. They come up on cocktail parties. Hey, I've got X percent on this particular investment last year or last month. Or someone else is bragging about what they earned on their investments in general. But make no mistake about it. Your rate of return is important. You want to be sure your money is working hard for you and it's growing. But getting caught up in yield alone or total return is an absolute fool's game. Matter of fact, what we're going to talk about today is best practices of success, secrets of the wealthy. Now, when we say secrets of the wealthy, these aren't wealthy people that started off wealthy. Matter of fact, Paul and I, between the two of us, have been doing this, me for 35 years, you, Paul,
for 20.
20 years, and we have 55 years of wisdom. We've consulted and worked with many, many people. And what we're going to share with you on today's show is what are the common things that allowed people to be successful. And it may shock you that return is table stakes, but swinging for the fences is a fool's game. And even today, Paul, people come in that have been swinging for the fences their entire life, don't have a whole heck of a lot to show for it. But on the other hand, those that really focused on the overall picture, the risk, Social Security, taxes, inflation, how they withdrew their money, their ability to think about where they took money and at what time they took money, these are the critical issues. These are what secrets of the wealthy practice, best practices. And Paul, I'm reminded of a client, a couple of ours that lived in Southwest Iowa. They never had any kids, so that was a huge savings, granted. But they never made more than about $20,000 in today dollars, bank tellers. And then she stayed at home, and at the latter part of their, you know, their retirement, and he worked all the way through the age of 70. But they never made much money. What do you think the size of their portfolio was when he passed away? And she really didn't understand. She just knew they had plenty of income coming in. What do you think they had accumulated in wealth over that time period?
I don't know. Probably somewhere around, what, $250,000?
$3.2
million.
$3.2 million. They invested in equities. He was a real student, you know, of the market. They had municipal bonds. But they never made a lot of money. But they, the secrets of compounding, it was the tortoise, not the hare, right? They stuffed everything away. Now, probably wasn't healthy because they probably should have lived on a little more of the money. They had nobody to leave it to. But they focused on, and he was great at that. You know, later on in life, they worked with a team, but they actually did a lot of this all on their own. But they weren't chasing. They weren't chasing the high rate of return.
Yeah, they weren't chasing yield.
They weren't chasing yield.
Yeah, it's amazing, Ron, how you can get the balance. Or they probably could have had a little bit better balance, but somebody at $20,000 could accumulate millions, all with what I would say discipline and staying and not chasing those home runs or those, you know, high returning investments. And I think for today, you use different terminology. I love to use the backyard barbecue, or you say cocktail parties.
Yeah.
Everybody loves to brag, Ron. No one loves to tell you about losers they've picked in the stock market or their gambling losses they had when they went to Vegas. The same way in their own personal portfolio. They're only going to tell you about the winners, but not how they got counteracted by all the losers. But their winners may not have really been winners. They may just be telling you a fabricated story about what actually happened.
So My son and I and Jeannie and a couple of friends got to spend this last weekend in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And we had just an incredible time. Matter of fact, we actually got to spend some time with Harrison Ford. So I'm going to share some wisdom here later on in the show about what Harrison Ford had to say. By the way, he did tell us yesterday that they're coming out with another Indiana Jones movie.
Really?
So for those of you that love it, he's finishing up Blade Runner right now. But what you see on the screen is who you get in person, which is always fun to experience. But I'm going to be bringing you some Harrison Ford wisdom later on here in the show. By the way, I hope I look half as good at 75. This guy's really amazing.
He's 75 now.
75. And he has five kids, range from 50 to 16. There's a range for you. But anyway, we were there the whole weekend. I had a driver that I was doing a bunch of hiking in the Grand Teton National Park. And so Monty was his name, and he's always listening to me on the phone. You know, I'm talking to different people. So he picks up he gets the idea that, hey, this guy knows a little something about investing, or that was his impression anyway. And so Monty says yesterday, because he knew it was towards the end of our trip, he said, "Do you mind if I ask you a question? I hate to bother you, but," he said, "you know, my buddies are making a fortune investing in these new alternative batteries and technologies. And he says, I'm thinking about, you know, I've got my Roth IRA." I said, "Who's it with?" He said, "MetLife. And it's just not giving me the kind of return. It's nothing like the returns that they're making." And I'm like, boy, I said, "Well, first of all, I don't know your financial situation, but generally speaking," you know, I said, "well, how much is in your Roth IRA?" He said, "About $85,000. And I said, "For you to go from a diversified portfolio, I'm going to assume it's diversified without seeing it, but to then get caught up in trying to chase some individual stocks based on what your friends are doing, boy, I don't know if MetLife is the right place to have it, right? I'd have to look at what you're paying in fees and what your goals and what your overall game plan is. But to pull it and then go into something that you could make a lot, but you could lose a lot of money as well, is probably not a smart move right now."
Yeah, certainly doesn't sound like it. And unfortunately, he's getting in the trap, Ron, of a false sense of security that his Roth IRA investment, which he's using to hopefully for his lifetime to have that tax-free income he's looking for, to then go put it in a hyper-aggressive investment, that doesn't match for a lot of people. And makes me think about having the right plan to put together on and all the different things. So I was talking with a family in the Northeast earlier this week, and it was really interesting. So married couple, 40 years old, or almost 40 years old. They have $200,000 in their 401k. They have another $500,000 taxable that they've saved and had through some inheritances. But they've been sitting on the sideline for 5 years with that money.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me to hear that from them. But one of the things is they're evaluating multiple firms like ours. And what I think was interesting is what criteria are you using to evaluate? The number one thing she said was historical returns. And the second was creative ideas. And the third was somebody I feel comfortable communicating with. And I think she should flip those. It needs to be first, you need to be comfortable communicating, and that person, you've got to have the right advice given to you in a language that's common to you. But what's even more interesting to me, Ron, is if historical returns are so important, that's past looking. And the yield of the past doesn't mean it's going to be the yield of the future. So I don't know how you can judge an investment manager on yield if you weren't even invested in the market for that period of time. That's just apples and oranges comparison. I don't think that's fair for people to look at all the time.
Well, and you have to be careful, too, when you're looking at past performance, because a lot of times people backtest. They'll give you performance that aren't real. Not all returns are created. Is it audited? Are they audited numbers? And always ask, are they real money numbers? I mean, there was a famous firm that raised billions of dollars called F Squared in our business. Turns out they had done a bunch of back testing. They weren't real returns. You know, they had all kinds of regulatory problems. So, you know, and not that back testing's illegal, but they portrayed it as live money when it was back tested. So really understand what you're investing in. We feel, Paul and I get dozens of questions every single week, and we answer every single one of them. And if you have a question on anything related to investing, planning for retirement, anything that's just on your mind, and we've got some great questions today that we're gonna answer, there is no such thing as a dumb question except for one that's not asked. So please feel free, feel comfortable. Someone out there, if you're thinking it, you're helping somebody else out when you ask the question, because we'll actually read it, chances are, on the radio show. Ron@WealthFromWisdomRadio.com. That's Ron@WealthFromWisdomRadio.com. It won't cost you a dime. We'll get right back to you with an answer. And if we don't cover it on the show, we definitely will answer your question for you. And, Paul, we should get into a couple of these questions. We had Gary from San Jose. Can you tell us what his question was?
Yeah, I can go through that, Ron. So it was interesting. He said, I'm 62. My wife just turned 60. I manage her own investments, and I have some experience in this area. My wife is completely unfamiliar with it, though, and I'm looking to get ahead to help her feel more comfortable. We're a few years away from retirement, so Social Security and all the other decisions are going to come down the path. So my question for Ron is this. I don't deal with Social Security, Medicare, portfolio distributions, he wrote RMDs, and tax ramification issues, and wanted to hear what the experts have to say to be better prepared.
And didn't he also ask a question in there? What he appreciated about the show was he seemed to be frank about things. And could he work with somebody doing a plan without actually getting into doing the whole plan? So we're going to come back. We're going to answer his question. If you have any thoughts about generating income in retirement, you have to be careful. We're going to talk about that later on in this segment. Also, best practices and secrets of the wealthy. We're going to share them with you. You're going to love what we have to say, because we're going to arm you with information to allow you to be the best at what you can be. And also, I had a great weekend with Harrison Ford, and he had some great words of wisdom as they related to how you can apply them to how you can be successful in working with your financial advisor. If you want information on how we can help you, give us a call at 888-419-8513, 888-419-8513. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, your co-host, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Are you obsessing over your investment returns? Are you getting caught up on yield or total return alone? Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and thanks for joining us on Wealth from Wisdom. Yeah, your rate of return is important, but you've got bigger fish to fry. In fact, there are many other areas that could have even a bigger impact on your money and your investments. Coming up, we're going to continue to reveal best practices for success, in essence, secrets of the wealthy, what people of modest means have done. What are their best practices to have them accumulate wealth? And Paul, I think some of the best have actually come from some of the great email questions that we had last week. And by the way, email us, ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. We'll either answer the question on the radio or we'll respond to you. But there is no such thing as a bad question. And they've just been excellent, Paul. So Gary from San Jose basically said, hey, I'm getting close to retirement. I don't necessarily want to hire someone to just, do my investments. Can you hire a financial team just to do a plan? And the simple answer is yes, you can. I mean, and that is the number one habit of the most successful investors, is they have an overall plan. Rate of return is an important piece of it. But if that's all you're focusing on, you're probably not going to be successful.
Yeah. The best people we see who enjoy their retirement, Ron, are those that have a plan, because they feel comfortable. And so that's really one of the secrets of the wealthy, is they have that plan together. And one of the things they do is they diversify their income streams. So to Gary's question, he asked about Social Security, Medicare, his RMDs, which are required minimum distributions, and any tax ramification issues. So he needs to think about, we're still in a low interest rate environment. Inflation we're watching around 2%. And what's going to happen? I know we've talked about this a lot. The last thing people want to be is 85 years old, full of life, and flat broke. You don't want that trap to happen to you. So Gary, I mean, what you need to do is figure out how are all of your life's income levers going to work with each other and putting a plan together, because you may want to draw upon them at different ages. So have a financial professional help you figure out when you're going to draw on each one of those accounts. And that can include managing your own investments, as long as your professional understands how much risk you're taking, what type of return you're gearing for, so then they can figure out what type of actual distribution rate they can get from your portfolio. So Ron, I found this interesting. I was reading an article over the weekend, and by the year 2050, so 33 years from now, how many people do you think in the United States alone will be over the age 100?
How many people
will be alive in the United States, 100 or older, by in the year 2050?
It'd be a wag. You know what a wag is?
I got it. A wild blank guess.
A wild blank guess. Let's go with 30 million.
Okay, that's a little high.
Okay.
But over a million people.
All right.
Think about it. I mean, well, right now, today, we're at 72,000.
Yeah.
So that's significantly more than that. I mean, that's 14 times
that. Here's the real question, Paul. 100 years from today, how many people will we have over 200 years old?
I don't know.
Right? I mean,
do you think we'll have one?
I think we'll have more than one.
Over 200.
I really do. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be like I really buy into this biotechnology tech flashpoint that we're entering and how exciting it is. Hey, let's get to our next question. By the way, back to Gary, though, on that plan. Be wary of someone that's just going to do a plan for nothing, because they're probably, that's just, we call it proposal planning, just getting a plan to get the assets. But also, Gary, as you're going through, and if you're doing a plan, make sure you're paying it so you don't have an obligation to necessarily move forward. It's not going to be cheap if they're doing it right. But also get to know the team, because you may say, wow, actually, the deeper I've gotten into this, I realize the things where they can truly add value to what I'm doing. Mark from D.C., great question. It says, Ron, Paul, love the show. He says, I'm 58 years old. I have a house. It's all paid off. And I have an advisor who's encouraging me with low interest rates to actually pull the equity out of my house and invest it with him in the market. He says, we live comfortably on our pension and we will get Social Security soon. And we have a portfolio of assets both in our 401k and outside of about $1.62 million. Please advise. Well, first of all, he's already living comfortably off his pension. He's going to then get Social Security. Plus, he has a nice-sized portfolio that he's not taking any income off of. I think this is bad advice here. I mean, I get where the financial advisor is coming from to say, hey, it's low. I can probably earn you more. But boy, you know, why add on a layer of risk? And how good does it feel to actually have your house paid off? I always tell people,
gosh,
sometimes
yes,
you can emotionally afford something that doesn't necessarily squeeze every last penny out of return, but squeezing every last bit out of an investment return could get you into an uncomfortable position.
Yeah, my question is why, Ron? I don't understand the advice. If they're already comfortable, why take that unnecessary risk? It's like someone who loves to go swimming and goes and jumps off a diving board. Why go up and go to the tallest platform possible if you don't like that risk and that's not comfortable for you? That's what this person is doing, is they're climbing to the highest level when they don't need to, when they're going to get just as much enjoyment off of being that lowest platform. So I don't like the advice.
Yeah, I think it is. I think Mark, your instincts to say maybe this isn't right are right on. And you know, we run into people that have to pull maybe some equity out in order to have a chance of hitting their retirement goals. You do not fall into that bucket. By the way, I was in Jackson Hole, as I mentioned, at the Grand Tetons, and I was doing a hike around Phelps Lake, which was beautiful. And talk about risk. People were actually jumping off and doing this gliding around the Grand Tetons. And I was just mesmerized. I mean, I'm a bit of a thrill seeker. I like to hike mountains, but boy, doing that, it just, you know, because, you know, there, one bad move, one bad downdraft, updraft that you can't control, your life can come to an end, you know, in a moment. So just not worth the risk. I want to comment, though, because we had Harrison Ford and I both are typed. Only two non-professional pilots typed in a thing called a Sovereign jet. And so it was a connection with Textron Aviation. So he lives here. He splits time between Santa Monica and so I took my son out, who's Grant, who's going to the, he's in the Johnny Carson School of Filmmaking, and so being able to have this time with Harrison was just really amazing for him. And
priceless, yeah.
And Harrison was so gracious. And Grant asked him this question. He said, what advice would you give to me in order to be successful in your profession or in your business? And Harrison said, that's easy. He said, make yourself useful to those you work for and continuously look for ways to add value. And I thought, that applies to us, Paul, in our profession. I mean, your team that you're working with out there is, are they making themselves, are they finding ways to continuously make themselves useful to you? And are they looking to add value to the relationship to where you can feel like they're continuing to grow with me, they're continuing to do things that are in my best interest? So I thought it was excellent advice, but I thought it was directly applicable to what we do.
Yeah, it absolutely is, Ron. I mean, think about if your investment advisor is only providing advice on investments, then they're not adding a lot of value to you. No different than what Harrison was telling you, Ron, is I think about a lot of the families across the country. Just look at the first couple questions that we've read on the air here today have all been, what else can you do to help me? Help me with an income plan. Help me look at this overall. Help me think about Medicare. Help me. We get so many questions about Social Security alone that help me with all of those other things that are part of that comprehensive plan. And as we look at that, You've got to, and if your advisor's not providing value, I know we've shared it on other shows, but you can go out to our website and go look at the 10 questions to ask your advisor. That's a great way to see if they're adding value for you.
It is. I love that. I mean, that's a good one. And you know, one of the best practices, secrets of the wealthy, is they know what their downside risk level is, right? And they can accept that. They know it. They said, if it goes to that, I'm not going to do something stupid because, you know, if I protect the downside, the upside will take care of itself. You've heard me say here, investor behavior is the most critical thing that will determine whether or not you're successful, because the markets are crazy. Every year, Barron's does a roundtable, and they take the brightest people out there. They make forecasts about the market, and on average, they're right less than 50% of the time. So you're better off coming up with your own opinion than flipping a coin to say whether it's right or wrong. So that just proves how difficult making these forecasts, and people do it. I mean, I know there's CNBC and, you know, we're out there and everybody wants an opinion on it, but man, your success should not be directly tied to something being right. But what you can control is you doing something bad because you didn't expect it. And by the way, if you're investing in anything other than cash or treasuries or something very short term, you're going to have downside fluctuation. It's just a part of investing.
Yeah, Ron, I would just add, I mean, people think that the markets aren't bearing any risk. We've talked about that before, but I just ran this the other day. So the 10-year return for the Standard & Poor's 500, S&P, what do people think it is? They all think it's 10% plus. Actually, for the last 10 years, 5.3%.
Yeah.
10 years. Yet everyone thinks, and that's the market, everyone. So actually, there's an interesting thing on the Dow Jones Global, which is without the U.S., it's actually negative for the last 10 years.
Negative. Worldwide.
So don't think when you're looking at your own portfolio that it's always as good as you think it is there.
I agree. And you know what, Paul, everybody should be asking themselves just two questions. When can I retire and how much can I afford to spend every month in retirement? Because now you can make some adjustments if it's not the number that you want. And we have a 5-step action plan. It's a customized plan that will cover these 5 areas, Social Security, taxes, risk, income, and then how to get the most out of your IRA and 401k. Give us a call at 888-419-8513. You'll get straightforward advice in a common language. An effective game plan will help you make the complex simple. Call 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Paul and I are going to continue talking about the best practices for success, secrets of the wealthy. And we also would invite your calls and questions directly, and we'll answer them here on Wealth from Wisdom. Ron at wealthfromwisdomradio.com. That's Ron at wealthfromwisdomradio.com. We come back, we're going to answer a question from Peggy from Pittsburgh that had her advisor tell her, you're not paying any fees, it's all included. Can it be true? You're going to find out in our next segment.
Trust.
Transparency. Accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 12:30. I'm Heather Curtis. A man who ran a licensed daycare in his Fairfax home is arrested this week and charged with inappropriately touching two children in his care. A 17-year-old illegal immigrant who goes to Rockville High School pleads guilty to having pornographic images of a 14-year-old classmate. Jose Montano was one of two teens who had been charged with raping that girl. Those charges were dropped. News media advocates condemning Attorney General Jeff Sessions' announcement about cracking down on government leakers and journalists who publish information they got from them. The executive director of the Reporters Committee of Freedom of the Press says the decision to review existing guidelines about anonymous sources is deeply troubling. Nearly 500 convicts serving time in U.S. prisons for terrorism-related offenses are scheduled to be released in the next few years. It's 12:31 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's Crystal Vasquez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problems continue on the Beltway. In Prince George's County, the Interloop Service Road for Landover Road is blocked from a crash. Traffic is slow moving back from Highway 50. In D.C., there's a wreck 295 southbound at East Capitol Street that's backing up traffic from Dean Avenue. And in Arlington, Columbia Pike between Carlin Springs Road and South Frederick is closed right now for cleanup from an earlier incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, here's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 76 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Join best-selling humorist and author David Sedaris at Wolf Trap August 19th. Sedaris brings his storytelling to the stage, transforming tales of ordinary life into satirical vignettes and witty social commentaries. The evening also includes an entertaining Q&A and book signing. David Sedaris, live at Wolf Trap. Tickets on sale now at wolftrap.org or call 877-WOLF-TRAP. Wolf Trap. Summer has never sounded better.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Final grand prize drawing August 27th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself? You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Chasing return alone often comes with much higher risk. And if you're retired or nearing your retirement, that's a really dangerous game to play. We've seen it played, and we've seen some bad results as a result. Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West. And thanks for listening to Wealth from Wisdom. Believe it or not, there are several other really important habits of investing that will have a way bigger impact than just the rate of return. Coming up, we're going to actually field some questions. We're going to continue to share best practices for success and secrets of the wealthy. And we say wealthy These are people who started off wealthy. These are people like you who have modest incomes, who just had great habits, and they turned a little bit into a lot because they weren't just focused on return. They were focused on everything, which Paul leads me directly into. One of our listeners, Peggy in Pittsburgh, she says, after listening to your show, I've heard you say many times that I should understand what I'm paying for fees and costs. So I set up a meeting with my financial advisor, and I ask him a simple question as to what am I paying overall. And his answer sort of surprised me. He said, I'm not paying anything. It's all included in the strategies that I own, so there is no real fee to me. Paul, this is one of those that really gets me fired up because you and I hear this all the time. There is no free lunch out there. For someone to say there's no fee to you, that it's just included, you're paying it either where you're seeing what you're paying it or you're paying it where it's hidden or it's obscure, but you are paying it. And my advice, Peggy, is you want to go back to that financial advisor and ask him to put that in writing. If he'll put that in writing, you send it to us. And I will personally reach out to that financial advisor for you, and I'll do the forensic accounting. But I would love for him to put this in writing to you that you're actually not paying anything. Because I'm quite confident you might be able to go back and get all the past hidden fees that you had if he's making this claim. Yeah. And if he sold it to you that way.
Yeah, and I'd be willing to wager that they probably were on a commission basis, not an investment advisor, and not behaving like a fiduciary there, Ron. And so if something sounds too good to be true, right, what do we know? It probably is. Yeah, and yeah. So if they're saying you're not paying anything or it's included in the costs, then you need to understand what a lot of people need help in educating and don't fall into this trap of not wanting to hear it is if it's included in the cost of the product, guess whose pocket that comes out of? Yours. Because guess what? Your net return from the product goes down because of the expenses you're paying. And that's probably not easy for everyone to see. So an analogy I like to use, Ron, many of us make upgrades to our home. We update our kitchen or the back patio or whatever it is. That costs us money. And we don't always get an incremental return if we sold our house immediately on the value based on we put $20,000 into our kitchen. You may not even see an increase in value home at all. You need to fix it. But that cost you. That was $20,000 that came out of your pocket or a loan you had to take. That is a cost. So there was something that happened there. And it made me think about the risks in the market and chasing yield, Ron. I think another secret to success is to have diversity. And one of the ways people have diversity is real estate. But don't get too much diversity or don't get out, since you're in Jackson Hole, even though it's the summer, don't get out over your skis in making decisions that are appropriate. I think a lot of people now...
By the way, there's still snow there. You could be over your skis
you
even in the
summer. You can still be skiing right now? Wow.
I don't know about skiing, but there's snow there.
There's snow there. Yeah. All right. I think about there's so many people chasing real estate, the flippers. I mean, I hear commercials on the radio here all the time about go flip houses. I see HGTV. They make it look easy to buy another home, fix it up real quickly, and then go sell it for a major profit. The reality is it's not that easy and it's not that simple. One of the things we've seen is some of the most successful investors, one of their secrets is be diligent about your most expensive items that you can do. So I found this really interesting from Zillow. As you think about, all of us do, your home purchase is one of the largest investments you make in your lifetime. However, the average American spends 8 hours researching and completing their home loan. 8 hours. 1 in 5 people only spend an hour and less. Think about this. So most people, this is one of the most costly items you can have. It's, you know, 6 to 8 times more expensive than buying a vehicle. And yet you're going to spend no time on preparing. And that quarter rate percent on your interest rate or the duration, the total number of your years can mean hundreds of thousands of dollars to you. So that is another secret, is look at the details on the things that matter the most for you.
Well, and back to what Peggy's saying. I mean, we've said it, and I don't want you to get the wrong idea. We say know exactly what you're paying, fees and expenses. There are times when there are strategies that it makes sense to pay more. And there's, I know the passive crowd out there is going, oh, no, it never makes sense. It does, because what are you getting? I mean, if you think about Coca-Cola, the company, you know, someone owns a share of Coca-Cola and they see the dividend and the return they're getting. They don't, if they really knew, okay, what does it cost to run Coca-Cola? What's its profit margin? Let's say that Coke has a 30% margin. Well, then you're paying a 70% management fee, right? Because that's what it costs to actually run the business. And so there are some expenses that are directly tied to running a business that then equate to a return for you. So you just want to understand, are you getting something for and value for what it is you're asking to pay? So there's a big difference between someone that's investing, call it directly in real estate. We had a fund where we bought the homes, we fixed them up. We bought them at a fraction of what the replacement cost. Well, you know, after we fixed them up, there was more expenses involved in that. There's a lot of labor. There's a lot of expense in that versus someone just buying an ETF in the S&P 500 and charging a fee. You wouldn't pay the same fee on each one of those because they're doing entirely different things, and there's more room to add value in one area than value in another. And that's the secrets of the wealthy, the secrets that people have been successful really understand the difference between paying something for nothing and getting value. Don't look for the lowest cost team, advisor, whoever, whatever it is you're buying. Look for the highest value, because value always wins out in the end.
Yeah, every single time. And what I think about is value comes with people's time, Ron. I think so. Actually, probably the one most valuable characteristic today, and there's many behavioral studies now out showing, especially people's children, millennials, Gen X now, and now also Gen Y, is the most valuable resource they have is their time. And they put more value on that. So paying a little more in cost could dramatically be proportional to your value on what goes along with it. And so speaking of that, I just read a study here on an average day for an average American. What do they do with their leisure time? And what do they like to do? So, Ron, can you guess what the thing they spend the most time doing in terms of their leisure time?
Probably watching TV.
2.8 hours.
Wow.
That's how people are valuing their time.
And 2.8 I'm assuming hours. They throw the iPad and the computer into the TV category.
They do, yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, they do.
Except technically, my kids don't watch any TV.
Yeah, they watch everything on yeah. Netflix, Amazon Prime, you name it through there. Socializing and communicating is 39 minutes now. And what else about reading? So think about how much time you spend reading. 19 minutes is the average across the country. So people are putting value on personal time. Doesn't always mean it's doing things that are active. Only 18 minutes a day is in exercise and recreation across the United States. So when I look at cost and value, you got to figure out time and how much time are you spending on something.
I just watched a great TED Talk. I'll share it in the next segment here on this very topic. You know, but are you planning a summer vacation? I know we just got back from one. If you did, you probably spent more time planning that vacation than you really did even thinking about the future and planning for your retirement. It's really kind of a scary thought, isn't it? I mean, we want to keep you on track. It's so critical. Now's the time. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. We have a customized plan that covers all five essential areas of investing that could really help you a lot. Plan and make adjustments in Social Security, taxes, risk, income. Everything. It doesn't cost anything. You've absolutely had nothing to lose. Give us a call at 888-419-8513. We will make the complex simple. You'll have an effective game plan, advice in a common language. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Coming up, Paul and I are going to continue to discuss on the next segment, what are the wealthy doing? People of modest means to have incredibly successful retirements. What are the best practices? We're going to continue to share those, and we'll be right back with Wealth from Wisdom.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government. in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group, right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Does your rate of return on your investments trump everything else? Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and thanks for joining us on Wealth from Wisdom. Make absolutely no mistake about it. The rate of return on your investments is important, but the return alone doesn't tell the whole story. Matter of fact, if you only focus on that, you're going to miss all the other pieces. It can ruin, really, a great actual return because of the devastating impacts. We're going to continue to talk about the best practices of successful investors, really, in essence, the secrets of the wealthy. I've been in this profession for 35 years, Paul for 20 years. You have 55 years of in the trenches. Really best practice of what we've seen work, what we haven't seen work. And Paul, we're gonna continue to touch on these. But before we do our practice, I'm a TED Talk junkie. If you don't have the TED Talk app, it is like the best education. It's free. You can download it. And I try to watch several every single week. And I watched one a couple weeks ago, Why Our Screens Make Us Less Happy. We were talking in the last segment just about the day and how much time and watching TV. We have so little personal time left. And if you watch this particular TED Talk, you're going to be just amazed at how much communications, iPads, iPhones, or just smart devices have consumed our life.
Yeah, it is amazing, Ron. I was actually just thinking about this last week, and I said, hey, it's family movie night for Courtney and my three kids. Well, guess what? Do you think five people could easily agree on a movie? And then it was not only agree on a movie, but what on-demand system should we use? And I end up taking a phone call, and I go look 30 minutes later, all five of us in our household, all five are on our devices, in five different rooms in the house. And it just shows, I mean, this is today's society, and I'm not proud of that, but unfortunately, I know I'm not alone in that, and many of you, even married couples, sit there, go on devices, and your personal time is spent doing all of that. And so when you get a chance to work on your own personal finances, often there's one dominant personality in a couple that knows all of those things. So they have to at least communicate with someone else, because I'll give you my wife example. Courtney, She doesn't know all of this stuff. She just knows that I've got it protected. Paul knows everything. And if something happens to him, who to go to? And a lot of times, though, people feel very comfortable that, hey, if I set up a will or a trust or I did anything like that, everything else is solved. And I know, Ron, when we were going through all the emails, you actually got an email about that.
I did, yeah. Jim from Walmart says, Ron and Paul, this is a simple question. We updated our wills in 2010. How often should we do it? I mean, that's a great question because I think people, you go through the pain of going through doing trust and wills and making all these decisions. And it's something I think you should touch on if your situation changes or externally the laws change or the tax code changes, either or. But it should be something that you cover with your advisor if you have one. If you don't have an advisor, go back to your attorney because they're probably so busy they're not going to reach out to you and say, hey, you know, at least every couple of years or you see something in the news, you should probably update it because that's one area people leave a ton. Best practices is having an estate plan that's up to date, not just having one that's up to date that can maximize all the tax breaks, benefits, loopholes that are out there so you can, what you've accumulated in your life can go to the people you want it to go to, not paying a bunch of taxes.
Yeah, everyone's cost conscious, Ron, and I get that. And one of the tips for the wealthy is be cost conscious, but spend where you need to spend. This is an area. So if you're going to get your will and trust reviewed, it doesn't mean you're going to spend as much as you did before. And actually, many wealth management firms have this included in their service to help you out. They may have CFPs and CPAs and JDs on their team that can help you think about it. But also, make sure your wills and trusts are actually listed on your accounts correctly with your beneficiaries. We see that mistake all the time, Ron, is people think it's done, then they actually don't go fix it in their 401k plan or their life insurance or what other vehicles they may have.
When there's a great example where you could have had a superior rate of return and then you lose 50% of it because of ineffective estate planning. Hey, I want to thank Gary from San Jose, Mark from Washington, D.C., Peggy from Pittsburgh, Jim from Omaha. Love getting the email questions in. And if you have a question, it could be about anything that's on your mind. Give us, if we don't know the answer, we'll research it. We're librarians, not a library. So we have a lot of great resources here at the Carson Group. Send us an email, ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. That's ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. We will answer every single email. And if it's a question we think is applicable to a wider audience, we'll actually read it here on Wealth from Wisdom.
Yeah, so I want to share another little known secret or something that people don't take advantage of and how some wealthy people, when they reach retirement. So if you're getting close to retirement, you actually have a unique opportunity for a potentially very large tax break. That's because when you stop taking an income or a salary, you could actually pay zero taxes on your long-term capital gains as compared to what the normal rate is today. So think about that. You could cash in your investments without paying the government.
Yeah.
How does that make people feel? Really, really good. But most people don't think about it because they want to end up pulling money from their IRAs rather than from their taxable investment accounts, which could lower their taxes. So this is a 0% tax rate opportunity. Now, it's only for certain levels. So $75,900 for married couples, $37,950 for individuals. In 2017, however, that can apply to a lot of people as you get retirement because you're maybe not drawing upon other things. So 0% taxable opportunity. Some of the wealthy take advantage of that when they get to retirement before they get to their RMDs. It's a great way to look at your success. And, you know, if you got questions about that or need more details, because the devil really is in the details, send an email and we'll help look at it.
Best practices for success and the secrets of the wealthy is they have a strategy to maximize IRAs, 401ks, and other retirement accounts as they pull that money out. Here's an interesting piece I was reading recently in Forbes, and it's this is another source, but we see it. Investors tend to increase stock allocations near a market peak and then panic and decrease allocations after a market drop. Behavioral coaching provided by financial advisors really could help people stick with the plan. This is why behavior alone can add as much as 3% a year to your returns net of fees, because you should do just the opposite. Is be, you know, as Buffett says, be brave when everyone else is afraid, be afraid when everyone else is brave. So great advice to follow that, but a lot of people's emotions will not allow them to. Back to that estate planning question, Paul. You know, are people aware of recent changes in with wills and living trusts? And is in general, is it up to date? Because that's one of those areas you got the best returns in the world. But if you don't have that right, you're going to leave a ton of taxes on the table. Everything, your house, your cars, your investment could be tied up in probate forever. The bottom line is you should focus on that first or even think about rate of return. And if you don't have a living trust now, or even if it's been a while since you've updated it, we can help take a look at what's going on. Is it appropriate for you? Does it reflect your goals and your objectives? Give us a call, 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513, 888-419-8513. And Paul, we're good at what we do. We're the Barron's number two team. We're highly ranked on Forbes. We have 140 stakeholders here in Omaha at the Carson Group, CFPs, CFAs, CPAs, the JDs, the list goes on. So we are a treasure trove of information. Either email us or give us a call, and we'll help you navigate. We'll help you make the complex simple. 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host Paul West, and you've been listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement. Right here on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with dachshund breeding.
No.
Let me try. Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out words.
Playing world music.
What?
I give up.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day.
redirecting to understood.org.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.